Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that explores all avenues of transformation and aims to offer some useful nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, no matter how contrary that might seem, just like this nightingale, the bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and in today's show, we're getting down to business and finding out how to transform our business and our lives. Paul Davis did just that. He was an accountant until he eventually embraced his true nature to become a business coach unlike any other. He combines his intuitive gifts with an exacting methodology that he's developed in order to give people, as he says, the clarity, certainty, and confidence of what their true life purpose is, so that they can start living a life of joy, fulfillment, and meaning, and pursue a path to reach their full potential. These days, he's a personal advisor, an entrepreneur, a 3 times international best-selling author, an award-winning business growth consultant, a professional speaker, and so much more. I started off our conversation by noting how he has a bit of a different edge to him.
I have, and I suppose I kept that side quite hidden for quite a lot of years. So, yeah, I originally trained as a management accountant. A lot of my career would have been going into companies, turning around financially, and growing them and scaling them. But I kept one side of me quite hidden in the business world, because what I do is not something that you would typically hear from an accountant, let alone a business consultant.
Yes.
But I'm still using what I innately do in order to achieve the successes for my clients. And that side of me is the intuitive and the empathic side. Yeah, so it's something that's been with me for a kid, since I was a child. There's a lot of folklore in relation to me coming about in terms of, in Ireland, I'm the 7th son of a 7th child of a 7th child. So you've got the sequence of 3 numbers, and you got the number 7, which will be significant numbers. So as a child, I would have been doing a lot of different healings for people. They'd come to the house, they'd come on, you know, even holiday vacations and so on. And they could be, you know, cancer, rheumatism, migraines, you name it, all different sorts. So that was me growing up as a kid, you know, doing all these different things that I didn't really have the full sense of what it was all about. And then as a teenager, I kind of moved away from that. It just wasn't that cool, to be quite honest, as a teenager. But then throughout the remainder, as I was going through adulthood and so on, I was trying to make sense of what are all these feelings that I'm picking up? What are all these images, insights, knowings that I would get for people? And what I discovered in my career was it was more around an individual's life purpose. And hence the reason why I have a huge success in the turning companies around, because I was putting them on the right path in terms of what would be helping an individual to reach their full potential and make them a success in life. And then, to cut a long story short, to be honest with you, in 2011, because of my first brother passing away quite suddenly, I decided, actually, you know what? I need to be who I am fully. And that's where I then started to talk to people about my intuitive side, my empathic side. And I turned to my own business completely around. I'm now 21 years in business. I set up a completely different website, and it's purely aimed at people putting them on the right track, on their life purpose.
That's fantastic. You sound a little bit like me, but I'm not sure that I've actually found the right the right thing for me right now at my ripe old age. But no, I absolutely empathize with what you're saying there, but also completely with you there. I was not the seventh child of a seventh child of a seventh child, which really is significant. And being a Scot, I understand that significance. It's quite big in sort of Irish and Scottish culture.
Yeah.
And it does mean something. I wasn't that, but I did grow up seeing things, hearing things, and feeling things that other people couldn't, knew that, you know, I could work with energy. But sublimated all of that when I got into my late teens and early 20s and became a journalist and a hard news journalist. But there came a point where I couldn't actually do the two together.
I had to
move away from that and be more me. It takes a lot to do that, though. Did you find that?
Hugely, yeah. And a lot of it, to be honest with you, was my own internal battle. It's funny because it's something that I come across quite a lot. When I'm working out what an individual's life purpose is, one of the first questions that typically will come up in the days or weeks that follow is, you know, first of all, who am I to do that? And what would other people think?
Yeah.
For me, yeah, it was, okay, what are other people going to think? They know me as one persona in terms of the accountant, business consultant, very, very successful, you know, the guy that wears the suit, let's put it that way. But who is this all completely different side? The clients that knew me really well and had a really, really good, strong bond with, they knew the intuitive side. I'd couch it in a particular way with them, but they knew that no matter what I said, they adhered to everything that I said. Because, you know, when you have precognitive and you're guiding people in relation to what's going to be a good path for them, they eventually learn to listen to what you're going to say. But taking the leap of faith, not just for myself, but for all the clients that I work with, it can be really, really tough, because one of those biggest things is, what are other people going to think? And ultimately for me, it was around, actually, do you know what? It got to a point that I had to do it. I was forced to do it in some respects, and therefore I didn't have any other choices. So I literally went out to my full database. I went out to, you know, whether it be on social media or clients I was talking about, and say, look, here's a side to me. You either will like it or not like it, but look, this is who I am. And this is how I best work. At this stage now, pretty much I'll only work with clients being completely upfront and honest with them in terms of, look, I'm an intuitive, I'm an empathic, I get insights, knowings, and visions for people. I absolutely will love to work with you if that's okay from your perspective. If you're open to, let's put it this way, the woo-woo side of things. But it's not, it's funny. It's the having the accountant within me, everything has to be process, everything has to be system, everything has to be methodology. And I've applied that so much to the work that I do when I'm working with people, because I'd say things to people and say, the common response will be, Paul, you're just making that up. So I've had to develop a methodology, which I've done thankfully over the years, which aligns an individual's life purpose to the evidence in their life and to the visions and the insights that I get for clients. So now I know I know emphatically that I'm putting people on the right track.
I love that. You see, what you've done is you've brought all the aspects of yourself together, and that unique Paul Tavis is the one who people are actually attracted to, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. It's funny, you don't suspect that at the beginning because you have all these fears, but then once you actually become who you truly are, and that's your true essence, that now becomes actually a really, really big magnet for people.
Yeah.
And that's been phenomenal.
Yes. And I think that for a lot of us, it's that fear. It's that fear of, what's everybody going to think? You know, they know me as this. What are they going to think when they find out that I'm not that? Well, it's far more powerful to own who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're working with people, how does that, you know, how do you work with people, I think is what I'm trying to say. So obviously, as a business coach, you know, there would be all the stuff about, you know, have you got your sales funnels all sorted out? Have you, you know, have you got your bottom, what's your bottom line, you know, where, but does that come into it when you're working with people now? Is there a blend of all of that?
Yeah. So it's funny because the business consultancy side would have been all around that. So my tagline, for want of a better word, or my USP is what, you know, people say to it has been your elevator pitch was I work with people in professional services and I help them to get more clients, more fees and more time. That's literally, that was the business consultant.
Yep.
But now the way it is that I actually, every single client that comes with me to me now is I discover what their life purpose is first.
Yeah.
Completely open in front with them from that perspective. And then what we work on then is structuring the business around what their life purpose is. Now, for some people, it's not about a business. It's about developing a career. It's about developing a vacation or whatever it might be. It's about them doing completely in line with what their life purpose is. So it's not necessarily about a business. But my whole background has always been about business consultancy. So once, I suppose to give you an idea, somebody comes to me and they typically say, look, Paul, I'm at a crossroads. I don't know what direction I should be going in life. I feel, and that's typically the phrase that they'll use, I feel I should be doing something more. I should be making a difference, but I just don't know what that difference is. I have an inkling of what perhaps what my life purpose is, but it's eluded me up until now. So what I now do is, if I go back over the years, before you say, look, here's what your life purpose is, because I immediately help start to get visions and insights and knowing for people, and I'd see them in years to come. And it worked back from there in relation to what their purpose would be like from where they would start and where they would end up. And also what their intention behind, or sorry, not what their intention, but what the intention behind what their life purpose is in terms of what the difference they're here to make. And I used to literally just, for one bit of word, throw all that out on the table. And invariably I get back is exactly what I said earlier on. Paul, you're just making that up. It doesn't make sense. And I'd end up putting people more off track than on track. So what I've had to learn to work it out better is I bring them step by step, but I'd ask them a whole lot of questions and I'm guiding my intuitive side, but also there is a core set of questions that I've developed over the years whereby it finds the evidence in an individual's life. Because let me put it this way, every single individual, and I mean every single individual, is being guided to fulfill what their life purpose is. It's that intuitive knowing that every single individual has, but they just ignore it. They don't listen to it. It's those nudges, and people will be familiar in terms of it's that gut feeling that you have, but you question it. And it's the conscious mind literally just question all the different things and the fears and the worries and all that kind of sort of things. So we tend not to live our life purpose. And I use the analogy of the feather, the brick and the truck. Because the feathers are those intuitive insights. It's those nudges. It's those, you know, you might be watching a movie or we were having a conversation with somebody and we get that insight, say, oh my God, maybe I should do this. And that's that feather. And if we don't listen to the feathers, what our unconscious will do, or universe, whatever terminology people are happy with, what will happen is the brick will come along. And the brick is, it's if you can imagine getting smacked across the head with a brick, or in America, typically what they refer to as the 4x4, or the 2x4 plank of wood. And basically what happens in your life is that you either lose a client or you lose something in your career. It all will always impact on one of the different areas of your life. So it'll be either your business or your career. Relationships, there might be a separation. Your health, there might be an illness that you'll discover, but you can get over it. But it's one of those elements whereby it will impact on an area of your life. You can get over it, but it pauses you for a moment to think about what it is that you're doing in your life. COVID over the last 2 years has caused a huge amount of that. Think of COVID as being, they were bricks being thrown at pretty much literally everybody around the world. But if we don't listen to the brick, well, then the truck comes along. And the truck is pretty much literally, can you come over or recover from the truck? You can. I've seen a lot of people that still refuse to, and they're expired or they've passed on. But you can recover from a truck, but it is life altering. There's no two ways about it. So it will be the bankruptcy from a business perspective. It'll be the redundancy. It'll be the separation or divorce. there'll be a diagnosis of a cancer that you can potentially recover from, and so on. So it's all, again, impacting on each of the different areas of your life in order for you to fulfill what your life purpose is. So we're being guided all the time to fulfill our life purpose, but we just don't know how to interpret the information that our unconscious is giving us. My job is actually bringing people through and getting them to interpret the information that has been always there. And now when we bring it all together, because there's four elements that makes up a life purpose, when we bring it all together and they see there's four elements, something inside of them just clicks and it just resonates with them. It's absolute truth that that's exactly what my life purpose is, because they can literally feel it inside. And then the business consultancy side of things, or the business head, starts to kick in to help people from the point of view, well, how do I do it? Where do I start? How do I turn this into a business? How do I monetize it, and so on? And that's where now we start to look at, okay, how do we get more clients, more fees, more time, ultimately, to turn that life purpose into a business or a career?
That's fascinating. And what are those four elements then? What are the four things?
Yeah, so a lot of people will search to find out what their life purpose is. And what they're told is, find what you're passionate about. And I'm going to say to you straight up, and I can drill right down into this, but it's your passions have nothing whatsoever got to do with your life purpose. Your passions are transient. So you can be passionate about a lot of different things, and you perceive, and what we're told is that, well, if you follow your passion, well, then you'll be on your life purpose. But it's absolutely, totally, and utterly incorrect. Okay,
wow.
Literally say that straight away.
Controversial here.
A lot of controversy for a lot of different things that are on, because I know from the insights and from working with hundreds of different clients over the years. So I'm passionate about a lot of different things. If you look behind me and my different things, I love everything to do with all different flight experiences. So I've jumped out of an airplane twice. I've done a wing walk on a biplane. I've flown small aircraft, I've flown helicopters, gliders, and all that kind of things. So that, to me, is one of my passions, just as much as drinking red wine, going hill walking. They're all passions. But passions are transient. So people try and search for what their passion is, but it's incorrect. They also hear from the point of view of, well, find your why. And if you find your why, well, then that's going to give meaning and purpose to your life. But here's where that's wrong. Because people are trying to find out their why using their conscious thinking. And if you're trying to work out your purpose consciously, you'll never find your purpose. Second of all, they're trying to find their why based on what they're currently doing. 100% of the clients that come to me are not fulfilling their life purpose. They're not fully aligned to their life purpose. So trying to find out your why based on what you're currently doing is going to be wrong in the first place anyway. So what I prefer to use, which gets back to one of the elements in relation to your life purpose, is genius inspiration. So instead of why, I prefer to use inspiration, because if you look up the origin of the word inspiration, it comes from the Latin term inspirare, which literally is divine guidance. Your unconscious is divine guidance. It's divinely guiding you to fulfill what your life purpose is. So finding your genius inspiration is the divine guidance to inspire you to do what it is that you're here to do.
Divine guidance. Yeah, that makes so much sense. Well, hold on to that thought for now as we take a short break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back with more from Paul Davis on Alchemy 101 after this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101, and here's intuitive business coach Paul Davis with more on finding your life purpose.
Every individual has a unique mission in life. When people say to me and they come to me, look, Paul, what am I to do? It's always the what. What am I to do? Your genius quest is what I call it. Your genius quest is literally your what to do. It is your mission in life. Your genius inspiration is the inspiration to do your what. And every single individual has a unique genius inspiration or genius quest throughout their whole life. Your purpose, which is, I'll just touch on this one. People ask me the question in terms of, you know, does your purpose change over the years? It doesn't. Absolutely does not do. Okay. So your purpose will develop and evolve over the years, but your purpose has been with you since birth. And if you want me to go deeper, it's actually been with you prior to birth. It's part of your soul contract.
Yeah.
So your genius quest is your what you're to do. Your genius inspiration is the inspiration as regards divine guidance, the inspiration to do what you're to do. There's your genius drivers. Your drivers are what gives you fulfillment. And if you think of the best way I can describe for people is that imagine you've got three buckets sitting in front of you. Well, your job throughout your whole life is to fill each one of those buckets. And just imagine one of those buckets represents a genius driver. Your job is to fill each one of those buckets. That's where the term fulfillment comes from. When we feel full, when people look for a relation to what they're passionate in life, what are they going to enjoy in life? They're looking for that sense of joy, that sense of zest for life, that sense of, you know, really enjoyment of life. But the deeper understanding of that is actually fulfillment, because fulfillment gives you those exact same symptoms in the sense of that joy, that zest for life, but it's a much, much deeper inner sense of fulfillment. And that's your genius drivers. And then the last element, fourth element, is what I call your genius role. And out of all the clients I've worked with, I've identified 10 different genius roles. An individual will play one of those roles throughout their whole life, but they play it unconsciously, meaning they don't have to develop any skills, talents. They don't have to go to university to train how to become their particular genius role. They unconsciously do that role. But because of all the different careers that people go through, and especially if it's a business owner, the business owner will wear different hats because they've got to wear the marketing hat, the accountant hat, the operations hat. They're wearing all multiple hats. So they fall out of being their natural, innately born genius role. But when you align an individual to what their unique individual genius role is, now things become an awful lot easier because that's when they're being fully, truly to themselves. But each genius role has a shadow side and a frustration point. And it's that shadow side and frustration point that can cause self-sabotage. So when I'm working with somebody to find out what their life purpose is and help them discover literally what their life purpose is, it's looking at those four elements. And because now you've got what you're to do, the inspiration as regards what's causing you to do it, the how you're to do it being your genius role, and ultimately what's going to give you fulfillment. Those four elements together makes up your life purpose.
Paul, that makes absolute sense to me, and actually more sense than anything I've heard about life purpose and, you know, how to live your life purpose and find out what your life purpose is. I've always found people saying, you know, what's your why?
Yeah.
Find your why and then you'll be there. I've never been able to quite get on board with that, right?
I'm not the only one.
No, I know. Well, obviously. But then until now, I haven't heard anybody really explain properly or well what the elements are and the drivers. I think that's so important. And then, you know, when you discover all of this, and maybe it's not to build a business, right? Yeah. You said maybe it's not that at all. When you've discovered all of this, then say it is for somebody to make a business out of it, so for somebody to monetize it. Do we go back to the old paradigm of business, you know, just about being bottom line?
Okay, that is just so brilliant. I'm so glad you asked that question. We're in a transition period right now.
Yeah.
And the old ways of how we used to do things don't work. It's not that they don't work right now. They won't work.
They won't work, yeah.
But where people will experience this is from the point of view of they're still doing things the way they've always done them. And they're not getting the same results that they used to get before. So if they've done, say, for example, a particular marketing campaign, they would have done marketing campaigns before in similar ways. but they're just not getting the results that they used to get before. And now they're searching around. So, well, what should I do to grow my business? I'm still not getting the clients. I'm still not getting the fees. I'm still not getting the turnover level. And the reason being is because they're actually doing it in line with the old ways of doing things. And this transition period that we're moving into, I've told people, you know, clients that I work with, and literally, I said it to one person I was having a client because I was literally just channeling for the client, and it actually came true. And the phrase that came out for the client was, your intention will be the new currency. And as soon as it came out, I actually said, that's exactly where it's going to move to. Because where I'm working with clients right now at the moment, yes, you've got the business structures, but the more pure you've got your intention of what it is that you're to do with your life purpose and the difference you want to make, now the significant difference for you and your, let's just call it your business or your career, mm-hmm. is huge. Because I wrote in my first book, Evolve, back in 2012, and what I said is never chase the money, never, ever, ever chase the money. And, you know, that, again, coming from a business consultant and an accountant, like accountants are bottom line, you know, looking at profits, all kinds of things. For me, no, you don't start there. You start with what is the difference you want to make? What's the impact? Who are the lives that you want to touch from the perspective of making them better off? That becomes your primary focus. And yes, do you need structures? Right now, at the moment, we still do. But as I said, we're in a transition period. Those structures they have already started, but they will fall away. And therefore, it will be a completely different way of how we're actually going to engage from a stereotypical, you know, air quotes, business perspective.
Yeah, it is all about putting our intention into what we're doing, what we want to, you know, where our life purpose, if we can ever find it, right? Yeah. Because that's not so easy on your own without somebody helping you, I have to say. But it is about doing things differently. We can't do things in the same way anymore, I feel. It has to, things are changing. The old structures are going to be collapsing.
Yeah.
But then it's not about going into fear about that either.
No. Yeah. What I said to people, it's, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you. And when people are trying to hold on to the old ways of doing things, and that's understandable because it's human behavior from the perspective of, well, that's the way I've always done it. So surely I can just continue on doing what I'm always doing. But that's one side of madness.
Yes, exactly.
But it's knowing, honestly, the opportunities, and I'm not talking business opportunities. I mean, the opportunities for personal fulfillment and a new way of really, really living life and experiencing life are phenomenal of what's going to be coming down through the tracks. It is, to me, I suppose, the best way I can describe for people, and again, it depends on how deep you're going to go, but the only sense that I can describe for people is that it's like as if there is a rallying of the troops right now at the moment. And you can view the rallying of the troops in, you know, a stereotypical way. You could look at it as being good versus evil or good versus bad or whatever. It's your typical hero movie. You know, you got the hero and then you got the villain. But that's what's happening right now at the moment. It is absolutely happening. And those troops are being rallied from the perspective of to transition into what this new world is going to be like. And this new world, for the people that are, you don't have to be, I'm not saying completely open to it, but just be curious. And the more curious you are, the easier it's going to be to transition. Where it's going to be difficult for a lot of people is where they're going to hold on to all the old side of things, all the old ways of doing things, and not moving into a completely different way. And by doing that, because they're now going to start to lose a lot of things, that's where fear is going to kick in. Because ultimately, there's multiple different ways of how fear shows up. But if you break it all down, fear typically, in common terms, is the fear of loss of something. And that fear of loss of how you've, because you're not getting results in your business or you're not getting a promotion in your career or you're losing a relationship or you're losing something within your life, all of that is part of the transition process. But ultimately, it's around people having that fear of loss of something. when you move from, honestly, the way I work, now does fear show up every now and again? To an extent, but I've learned to live from the point of view of absolute, complete trust. And when you, and what I said to, you know, my clients and people on my podcast and so on, ultimately, when you understand, it's the easiest thing to say, but it's the hardest thing to do, and that's to let go. And, you know, yeah. I keep bringing back to, you know, the song in the movie Frozen, the animator.
Let's not go there.
But honestly, if you keep that phrase in your mind, just let it go. Because what you're then going to do is you're going to develop trust. And it's that trust with whatever your beliefs are in terms of if it's God, higher power, universe, super conscious, whatever the terminology is that resonates for you. It's trusting and knowing that literally everything that's happening is in perfect design.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm completely aligned with you on all of that. I do believe we are in transition. And I feel very strongly that rallying of the troops. I really do. To lead us through this period. And yeah, let it go. I mean, we were talking just before we started recording this about, you know, I've been having computer problems. And you do have to consciously sometimes just say, okay, let that go, right? It's not important in the scheme of things, you know, whatever. Yeah. And obviously we have to live, though, in the current reality, in the current paradigm.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of businesses, particularly, making that shift. So it's too easy to go into fear when you're trying to do things the old way and you're not really quite sure of how to do the new, and the new isn't quite fitting into the old. And so where does that leave you? I'm sure that you've got quite a few clients who find themselves in that position.
I do, because, well, hence the reason why, yeah, like I'm working with a meter on a one-to-one basis and to try and bring them through that transition, or they're part of my community. But ultimately, it's around, let me put it this way, where you get it down. So what part of the work that I do with clients is helping them to develop their own intuitive side. As I said earlier on, everybody's intuitive, but they're just not connected with it. And it's just they haven't developed. Think of it as being like a muscle. And if you want to develop a particular muscle, you go to gym and you'd use particular weights. Your intuitive side is like building a muscle. It can absolutely be built. But when you start to develop that muscle, what you'll find is that, let's just talk to the business owners right now at the moment, they will be trying to figure something out, but they're consciously trying to figure it out. Yeah. The new way of working is working in relationship, in communication, and in connection with oneness, which is with the universe, which you're unconscious. Okay. So your best way, an individual's best way of working, or to try and figure out a problem, which is what we know anyway intuitively from the perspective of when you've been working on a problem before and you've been consciously working on a problem and you can't figure it out, you've been pulling your hair and you still can't find the problem. And then lo and behold, you go off and you do something else, or you go for a walk, or you go and you fall asleep and you wake up and all of a sudden an inspired thought, what I call inspired thoughts, come into your mind. And that inspired thought is the solution that the problem has been working on, because your unconscious has been working on in line with the superconscious in order to actually work on that problem to give you the best solution to the problem. So my guidance for people is when they're trying to transition right now at the moment is the more you develop your intuitive side to work on in communication, in connection with oneness, to know what is the next thing to do, you'll always be guided, always. So it's not about trying to do and forced things to do it in the old way. Just do what you are being guided to do.
Yeah. And it comes back to the word you used earlier, and that's trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning to trust your intuition. People have talked for years about inner guidance. And that's really what we're talking about here. And yeah, I mean, I get all my best thoughts in the bath. I go and have a relaxing bath, warm, relaxing bath. And I get really inspired stuff coming out through that that process. In fact, being with water is very inspiring generally, I find.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yeah, you'll get it. Well, for me, it's always about large bodies of water in terms of lakes or oceans or that kind of set of things. But even if you look at, so let me just to give you a bit of an insight for people in terms of just for them to understand this transition period, and where we're moving into. If you look back over the years and mindfulness became a big thing, meditation became a big thing. It was for one, not that it was hidden, it was always there for centuries, but became more popular to actually do mindfulness and to do meditation. Your most best way, an individual's most best way to develop your intuitive side is going into the silence.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So the universe has been working anyway to bring people through to the transition period, which is the rallying of the troops. It started many, many years ago. I've been getting the sense many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But what I'm sensing over the last year, it's accelerating and it's increasing at the same time over the next while. So that feeling that people are having in terms of, I should be doing something else, and they're not fully happy with what their business is or their career is or what their life is, that sense is actually going to increase quite significantly over the next while and accelerate over the next while. What's happened over the last 2 years in terms of COVID, we've heard about the Great Resignation in the US, and there's 11 million people resigning from their jobs. We're now hearing about the, I think there's new terminology coming through in terms of, what's it called now, the quiet resignation. That's a new term that's coming through.
Yeah.
People are literally, unconsciously, they're, for want of a better word, they're resigning from the life that they've had in order to create and transition into the new life. They just don't know what that new life is for them, and they don't know what how to literally do that transition. But everybody globally, okay, I don't really like using absolutes, but the vast majority of people globally are literally being brought through that transition period, and that transition period or that transition is accelerating right now at the moment.
Yeah, and accelerating at a huge rate too. Time for another quick break now, though. We'll be back with more from Paul Davis on Alchemy 101 after these messages from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Back to Paul Davis again now, and we rejoin the conversation talking about the benefits of sitting in silence or meditating and how it allows inspiration to bubble up, but that we don't need to be rigid about how we do it or what we do. Somebody said to me the other day, do you meditate? And I said, no, not really, not anymore. Don't know if I ever did. I just sit quiet, you know, I'll just be quiet.
Yeah.
And whatever comes up, or maybe nothing comes up. Is that a form of meditation? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Although I do remember somebody once saying to me, when I lived in London and I used to just do a meditation going into work on the tube, when I still used to work in TV, and somebody said to me, no, that's not meditation. Meditation in their eyes was transcendental meditation, TM. Yes. And if you didn't do that, you weren't meditating.
Yeah.
Another example of, you know, old paradigm thinking, I think.
It is, yeah. And like I've studied TM, but actually at this stage now, for me, it's, you know, so I got a command a number of years ago, an insight command or download, if you want to call it that way, is come to me in the silence.
Yeah.
And that's in effect all you're being asked to do.
Yeah.
And that could be at the side of a lake. It could be at a park bench. It could be literally just sitting on your couch, but just be silent.
Yeah, and I often say to people, just 5 minutes a day, or even not even that, you know, just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have to stress about it, because getting stressed about it, that doesn't work. Counterproductive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so then for people who are listening and saying, well, you know, that all sounds fine, but I'm still in a job. I'm still, you know, struggling to make ends meet. Have you got any thoughts that might help those people in getting through what's to come?
Because if they're in a job or in a business and they're struggling, that's unconscious. Give them feedback to say you're not fulfilling your life purpose. So the first protocol, and this isn't being biased, it's just because of all the evidence I've seen in clients, your first protocol is to discover what your life purpose is. Because when you do that, now it's about realigning your business or your career to literally what your life purpose is. And the difference is huge. Absolutely huge. People talk about, you know, they've heard different phrases over the years in terms of a state of flow and being in flow and manifesting things and all that kind of things. That's literally just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
What's actually possible. And there's an awful lot, just as much as a lot of misinformation around, this is a new term that's been developed over COVID, misinformation. But because yes, there is a lot of misinformation when it comes to life purpose, as I said, you know, following your passion, discovering your why, even ikigai and attaching meaning to things, none of that is whatsoever got to do with your life purpose. So when you are literally feeling that in terms of things aren't going well, and you're not, even from the point of view of financially, things may not be going well, it's feedback to know that you're not living your life purpose. Because your life purpose, when you are living and you're transitioning into that period, everything now becomes abundant. And that is so stark for a lot of people to understand. But that's where, so I've identified 12 different states of being. If you go back to Abraham Maslow, he had a hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
I've identified 12 different states of being. And just to cover, say, five of those, an individual can move from a state of despair, hope, belief, knowing, to mastery. So that's just five of the 12 states. But in between the state of belief and the state of knowing, you're in that transition phase of state of belief is, it's all about the I. It's all about the personality. It's what can I gain and what it's, you know, what can I conquer? What can I literally, that's a state of belief. You know how great you can become. But then you move through a number of different states into a state of knowing. In a state of knowing, you know, you haven't achieved mastery, but you know and understand and experience and work with the universe in a very, very different way.
Right,
and people,
yeah,
are going through those between those intervening states, what I call the critical threshold line. And that critical threshold line is, it's a bit like the way I can describe for people is that it's like as if you've got one foot on the pontoon and one foot in the boat. And the boat wants to bring you for your life purpose. It's saying, yes, come in and I'll bring you on your life purpose. But the one foot is the old way of doing things.
Yeah.
It's the matrix way. It's what people feel safe with. And they want to stay there because literally, if you can just imagine that you've got one foot in the boat and one foot on the pontoon and the boat is moving away, it can feel really, really unsettling. And that's what it feels like when you're in that transition period.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are feeling that right now.
Yeah. And the biggest thing ultimately is getting in the boat. Just get in the boat. You've got to make that decision. Get in the boat. And then as soon as you start to make strides towards your life purpose and you make a firm decision, I've had to learn this lesson for myself. But when you make that firm decision, say, okay, look, that's it. I used to use the terminology, you surrender, but it's letting go.
Mm.
And it's just, okay, right, this is it. I'm doing it. I'm now committing to doing what I'm to do. Now, literally that boat will bring you where you need to get to. So you never, again, I said this in my first book, never worry about the how. The how will always, always, always show up. You've just got, your only ask from universe, God, higher power, higher mind is just follow me. Just do what I ask you to do.
Beautifully explained, I think. Yeah, absolutely. And then you've written books.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to check out your, what are your books? And I mean, I'm assuming they can get them on, you know, the usual,
usual
places. Usual places. So tell us a little bit about the books that you've written so that people can maybe buy those if they can't get to see you personally.
Sure. The first book, I call it Evolve. because there's a hidden message in the title. If you think about it.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, got it.
Evolve is an acronym. And Evolve, for me, I wrote it. It took me about 4 or 5 years to write. It was eventually published in 2012. And for me, it was my attempt to, to talk to people about how can we bring spirituality into our everyday life. Because what people do is they kind of tend to keep their business and their career separate to who they really truly are. But what I was putting forward was kind of, for want of a better word, a blueprint of how can we actually merge the two and become who we truly are. And if you look at the first four letters of Evolve and spell them backwards, it means love.
Yeah.
Our overarching purpose in life, let me just share this with people. Our overarching purpose in life is to be your genius you. Your genius you is made up of those four elements: your genius drivers, your genius quest, your genius role, and your genius inspiration. So our overarching purpose in life is to be your genius you, to live life fully, to experience, to love, and to evolve. That's our overarching purpose in life. We have an individual, unique individual life purpose within that overarching purpose. So the book Evolve, hence the reason why it has a number of hidden meanings within it, is purposely to help people to love, to come to a point of love, and also to evolve as a soul, as a spiritual being.
I'm welling up at the truth of that. That's just beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
And the second book, I call it More, which is, again, how to get more clients, more fees, more time. Because literally I literally wrote it within 6 months. And because it was all the methodologies, and it was given all the methodologies of how to grow a business from that perspective. And the last one, it was actually a collaboration with 61 other authors. And it's called Better. I summarize being better, which is, you know, how to have a better life, a better business, and a better world. And the premise we were given when we were coming together to write the book. So this is 61 authors, but I mean, they're leaders in their field right across the world. And the question we all worked on was, if we were given advice to our grandchildren to live a better life, to build a better business, and to build a better world, what's the advice that we would actually give to our grandchildren? And so in effect, it's a chapter from each author answering that question. And that's what the book's about. So that's the three books I've written. And I'm currently writing another one. But I'm still always, as authors do, I'm still perfecting it.
Oh, well, I look forward to that one as well. And if anybody wants to find out more about you, where are you online?
The easiest way, honestly, is just go to my website, which is paulwilliamdavis.com. If they go there, they'll find all different ways of connecting with me, getting in touch with me. I've a lot of different free resources. I have a community. Literally everything's there on the website. If people want to discover what their own life purpose is, I have a course now that I've developed, and the results that I'm getting through the students that have gone through the course is just blowing my mind. It's just absolutely amazing. Because now it's how I can reach more and more people to put them on the right track. So the easy way is paulwilliamdavis.com.
Yeah, and coming together in a community where people can support each other as well, so that it happens with an exponential growth, more and more people coming together, getting to where they need to be. Yeah, I love that. And also, you know, just what was going through my mind when you were talking earlier, and you were talking about, doing things half in, half out of the boat, you know, and it's also true for me, at least at the moment, that I'm learning that it's okay not to be suckered into doing things the old way. If you feel, nah, can't go there, can't do that, that's okay. That's a really good sign, right?
To do it.
Exactly. Just acknowledging that you are unique. We are each of us unique. We have unique, we have a unique purpose, as you said.
Yeah.
And the real journey for us is to find out what that is. And fantastic that you're helping people do that, Paul. I've loved speaking with you today. Thank you very, very much for sharing your wisdom and really, I think, nailing it, I reckon, in terms of, you know, where we are and how we can go forward. What a wonderful gift for the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jillian. Thank you.
Great stuff there. Well, I don't know about you, but I really did find Paul to be inspiring. And once again, you'll find much more inspiration on his website, paulwilliamdavis.com. That's Davis with an I-S at the end, not I-E-S. I'm curious to know whether Paul's insights into life mission and purpose struck a chord with you as they did with me. I'd love you to let me know. You can find me online as The Practical Alchemist on Facebook and Instagram or at my website, jjsalchemy.com. Right now, though, I'm sorry to say we've come to the end of this show. I hope you'll join me again for more Alchemy 101 on UK Health Radio with more uplifting and transformative conversations from more great guests. Until the next time, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.